Well, parts of the country are finally thawing. Ice on lakes and reservoirs is thinning, a great sign of spring, but also dangerous. First and foremost for adults and kids, venturing out on the ice, don't do it. But anyone who's been anywhere near YouTube will tell you it's dangerous for bounding dogs as well. And videos abound of humans crashing through the ice to rescue them. That includes Timofey Yuryev, who was walking with his wife and dog around the reservoir in Irvington, New York, when someone else's two dogs ran across the ice and plunged through. Timofey stripped to his pants and became a human ice breaker, chopping a path out to the dogs, bringing them back one at a time. The video's at hereandnow.org. And Timofey Yuryev joins us. Timofey, you know authorities say don't go in, call for help. So what were you thinking when you did this?
Well, we understood that if you call 911, then these dogs are probably going to die, they'll drown. And I grew up with a lot of dogs and the other animals. And for something like this to happen in front of our eyes, that would be a terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
Especially when I knew that I'm okay with the cold water and my wife was training with me for the last 3 months as well.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. Your wife was training with you. You're okay with the cold water. Remind us why.
Yes. Actually, I grew up in Kazakhstan on a nuclear military base. And my mother and other scientists were practicing cold water exposure. Mm. And not going towards drinking a lot of grain, alcohol, and milk that government supplies them with.
Because of the nuclear issue there. But you also became a free diver, and you exposed yourself to cold water when you lived in Siberia in Russia.
Oh, yes. It's my grandfather, the hunter, he grew up in a deep Siberia. And he trained me first time I went in the ice water with him when I was 7 years old. And they may be familiar with Russian traditional spa. And after Russian spa, everybody goes in the ice water.
Right. After they're hot and sweaty, they go out and jump in the ice water. So you see these beautiful golden retrievers, I think, stuck. They'd fallen through the ice. They can't get out. They can't get any traction on the ice to pull themselves out. They're drowning. You strip everything off. And not only do you plunge into the water, it's ice out to the dogs. You start breaking the ice.
Well, that was standing between me and rescuing these dogs. Either I would swim under the ice or I would break the ice.
Yeah, but you were ready because of your free diving experience. You were ready to swim under the ice to get the dogs.
Oh, definitely. That was a very short distance, maybe 30 or 40 feet, and that was absolutely doable.
How lucky for this dog owner that you were there. And by the way, your dog went with you. Like, yeah, well, let's go save these dogs. Two trips because you had to save two different dogs. How did you feel afterwards?
I felt like something magical happened that I was able actually to do it. And nobody was wounded or suffered after that except for my arms. I froze my arms a little bit.
Oh, well, are you okay now?
Yeah, I was absolutely fine. Except for driving back, car was a little bit shaky.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, any concerns about your own dog going out there? Or is he also trained?
She's always with us. And when we go in training with my wife, she's always swimming in the ice and helping us with the, you know, keeping the positive attitude.
That's what I wanted to ask you. You said your wife has been training with you. Are you swimming in the ice, you know, regularly?
Yes, at least two times per week, we just plunge into Hudson. But every day when we wake up, we take cold showers and we do breath work. That's what allows this kind of cold exposure for us.
Because you never know when somebody's going to be gone through the ice and need you. We'll post the video at hereandnow.org. Timofey, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And again, so you don't have to get rescued because you, like Timofey, did not train for this. Authorities say call for help first.